following counties in Oklahoma, Canadian, Gradient, Kingfisher. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds, and in close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert to rapidly changing weather conditions and listen to later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television.
The time is 3 p.m.
This is the WX5OKC repeater.
QST to WX5, will you enter the radar update? We have a severe thunderstorm located 7 miles north, 7 miles south of Carnegie and 6 miles north of Indiahoma. Both storms are moving northeast to 40 miles an hour. Hail to 2 inches in diameter and wind gusts to 70 miles an hour are possible as the storms move across northwestern Comanche, southeastern Ouachita, northwestern Grady, Caddo, southwestern Canadian, and northeast Kiowa counties through 6 p.m. WX5OUN.
Caddo County in south Oklahoma, southwestern Canadian County in central Oklahoma, northeastern Kiowa County in southwest Oklahoma, until 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 5.08 p.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located 7 miles south of Carnegie and 6 miles north of Indiahoma, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour.
Severe thunderstorms, watch.
QSD, QSD, WX5WN, severe thunderstorm located 4 miles northwest of Apache, is moving northeast at 25 miles an hour. Winds at 60 miles an hour and half dollar size hail are possible as it moves across southern Caddo and west central Grady counties through 8:30 p.m. The storm could produce a tornado. Main threats appear to be half dollar size hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts. WX5OUN.
K5DSM, thanks for it.
X5OUN, KD5.
WX5OUN, radar update. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 for west central Grady and southeast Caddo counties. Severe thunderstorm is located near Anadarko, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. Winds to 60 miles an hour, and hail up to half dollar size are still possible. WX5OUN.
WB5BLS, K5DSM.
K5GSM, W5Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Traffic.
I was just going to make sure everything was good and you were out of there.
I was over here at 9 and 281 talking to EM1.
Oh, okay.
GR trouble. I don't know what it is. When he holds his pointer over the hail icon or anything, it won't drop the box down.
Well, you have to turn the hail icon off before you can see the storm attributes.
He puts his pointer, it will not drop a box down, even on the attributes or the hail icon or anything.
Well, that's weird. I don't know what would cause that.
Did everything on there? I couldn't see what was different than my line.
Did his data stay updated all right?
Listen, everything else was working all right, but you couldn't even go up to, like, the windows and check a box. It wouldn't even let you do that. I think I might have got us some good pictures, though, a while ago when we were east of that.
Well, by the way, 102 was talking. I thought he was going to say something, but it never happened, I guess.
Sam sent Larry a picture, and it showed a real good, looked like a tornado, but from where it was at, I couldn't say it was a confirm or not.
Now, was he far away from it?
Thunderstorm. Watch.
Couldn't even recognize the landscape really from where it would be. They would have been up close and a little more defined, yeah, but couldn't confirm by looking at the picture.
Who's Sam?
One was saying it was an area guy.
That was probably Sam Talamantes.
From what I can see on radar, it kind of looks like we're probably done.
Well, that storm that came through here is done, but we got more coming in. They just issued a new warning for Ouachita, Custer, Kiowa, and Greer. And it's all moving back this way to the north end of the county.
One sail over there between Sentinel and Hobart.
Well, it's actually a line of sails from just south of Cordell to just southeast of Granite.
Heading west on 9, kind of poking along there, kind of hanging for a little bit, see what it looks like.
Okay, I'll be on this one. That tower light over there on that other one is just, I can't take that tower light.
Down there north of Warwick, it sure looks impressive.
Oh yeah, it still does. Looks like it's starting to turn into a bow echo right now. Well, I'll be on here unless it gets back into the county, and then I'll be over on the other one, so let me know what's going on or what you're going to be doing. I'll be here, K5GSM.
Brock W5, Billy.
Severe thunderstorms, watch.
BLS, K5GSM.
35 Billings, Libra.
Well, what do you think?
Sitting in my chair now.
Okay. You watching this storm to the west?
Very, I'm thinking about maybe going and finding me something to park in here.
Yeah, this 63-65 Ville with a 42.9 top. That thing's really coming on.
Showing 2 inch hail, TVS 8, a little bit of shear.
I'm looking from Twin Lakes.
Same here. Going to skirt me pretty close.
That's a pretty significant little core. It's gonna just north of Alfalfa to Eagley, looks like.
Watch in central Oklahoma or Grady in Canadian counties. Iowa, Comanche, Cotton, Tillman, and Ouachita counties. This is WX5, low unit.
Of that 2520.
about the same time as the previous report?
Yes, they both happened with the same activity. They're almost due north and south of each other. They're just a mile apart. He said the west side of the windows on the west side of his house are all gone. The hail was actually coming in the house, and it was golf balls. Well, not exactly, but I'm going to assume it was about 15, 20 minutes ago at the maximum. It was shortly when that cell moved over there that did all the hail damage north of the Fort Cobb Lake there.
I very much appreciate your reports. WX5 OU.
If I get some more specific details, I'll call you back, but we've got quite a few people headed up that way. K5GSM.
WX5 OUN, a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Grady, east central Caddo County and southeastern Canadian County until 11:30 p.m. At 10:39, a severe thunderstorm was located 6 miles south of Cogar, moving east at 25 miles an hour. This is WX5 OUN.
Severe thunderstorms. Watch.
WX5 OUN, K5 GSM. WX5 OUN, K5 GSM.
OUN, go ahead, sir.
I'd like to report 1-inch hail present time in the town of Albert.
Roger that. 1-inch hail present time in Albert. Thank you.
That is correct. K5 GSM.
WX5 OUN.
WX5 OUN, K5 GSM.
Ben, go ahead.
Have another report now. Golf ball size hail. This will be in Albert, and the reporting party states that the hail is being driven by an easterly wind coming out of the east, but the hail is now golf ball size. And that is present time.
Copy that. WX5 OUN. Thanks again.
K5 GSM.
Severe thunderstorms. Watch.
Southeastern Caddo, West Central Grady, and Northern Comanche counties. At 10:58, a strong thunderstorm was located 4 miles southwest of Madison Park, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. Expect hail of the size of nickels and wind gusts of 50 miles an hour. This is WX5 OUN. WX5, a significant weather advisory for central Oklahoma, northwestern McLean, and northwestern Cleveland counties. At 11:02, a strong thunderstorm was located 5 miles west of Moore, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Expect hail up to the size of Nichols and wind gusts of 50 miles an hour with the storm. This is WX5 OUN.
KK5 GSM.
On the Gracemont deal, we do have structures that are heavily damaged, wreck structures. Power is completely out in town, and they're getting together over there to start doing damage assessment, but we've had some pretty major structures damaged over there.
Now, I've heard through the rumor mill, storage bins in the road, and a lot of ugly things went on down there.
I've had one report of a brick building, brick walls that have been knocked down.
Appreciate the report,
WX5. K5 GSM.
Severe thunderstorms. Watch.
X5OUN, a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern McLean, southern Oklahoma, northeastern Grady, Cleveland County, and southeastern Canadian counties until 12:15 a.m. At 11:20, a severe thunderstorm was located near Tuttle, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Wind gusts at 60 miles an hour and half dollar size hail are possible with this storm. This is WX5OUN. WX5OUN with a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern McLean, southwestern Oklahoma, northern Grady, east central Caddo, northwestern Cleveland, and southeastern Canadian counties until 12:15. At 11:29, a severe thunderstorm was located near Cogar, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Wind gusts to 60 miles an hour and quarter-size hail is possible with this storm. This is WX5 OUN.
Severe thunderstorms. Watch.
This is WX5OUN. Quick radar update. The severe thunderstorm for northern Comanche County is canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until midnight for west central Grady and southeastern Caddo counties. 11:31, a severe thunderstorm was located near Surreal, moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. This is WX5OUN.
Severe thunderstorms. Watch. Power failure. System on. Battery, this is the WX5OKC repeater. Power on line, this is the WX5OKC repeater.